Today we begin Simen Gimel, the third Simen in Shulchan Aruch, of the halachas of Beis HaKiseh, the halachas of the washroom. The first group of halachas, the first seven halachas that we're going to be learning, include the concept of tznius in the washroom, the special halachas of tznius as they apply to the washroom. We're going to see two sifim on that. There's a collection of halachas telling us what direction a washroom is supposed to be facing, or if one does not have a washroom and he's relieving himself, the directions that he's supposed to be facing or directions that he's not supposed to be facing. We're going to see there are sort of three sifim dealing with that. And another sif just dealing with the practicalities where one finds it difficult to use the washroom. And the very first halacha, which we'll begin with. The first halacha says that before entering the washroom, you're supposed to say hischabdu mechubadim. But today we don't do that. What is this all about? So it used to be, it says, it used to be that people were conscious of the fact that wherever they went, there were angels, there were malachim that were escorting them for protection. Bizman hazeh, we do not know that we are on the level of Yerushamayim, where we would be deserving of having angels surround us. In those days, because you were surrounded by an angel would not accompany you to the washroom. So before entering a washroom, you would tell the angel, wait for me, I'll be back soon. Today we don't do that. So every time we're about to enter the washroom, we are mekayim the words of the Shulchan Aruch that today our minag is not to tell the angels to wait for us. That's Sif Aleph. Now Sif Beis is the beginning of the special halachas of tznius in the washroom. It is here in the Bir Halacha that he brings the source to the mitzvah of tznius altogether. It is the mitzvah of V'hayom Machanecha Kadosh, the mitzvah he sends us to the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvah HaKatzur, one of the Rishonim, one of the Bali Atosis actually. He says that the mitzvah V'hayom Machanecha Kadosh, where when you go to battle, it says that you're supposed to go and take a shovel along with your armaments in order to clean up after yourself, because even at the battlefield, you're supposed to see to it that things are kept dignified, and because there is no washroom, make sure that it is kept clean. From there, we learn the concept of dignity. The smock includes in all of that all of the halachas of tznius that we've been covering. Even the halacha that a Talmud Chacham has to dress in a more appropriate way, in a way that is appropriate for whom he is, his stature in society. All of that is included in the mitzvah of Vayom HaChanecha Kadosh. So halacha is that in the washroom as well, what you're supposed to be is a tsanua, which means you do not uncover yourself too early. You do not uncover yourself until you're actually sitting down. And similarly, the Mishnah Berurah adds that you will cover yourself immediately before you get up. Just as you're getting up, you're to cover yourself. Because there too, just because there was a need to use the washroom does not mean that even that room is free from dignity. You know, understand, the parsha that teaches us, according to the smak, the concept of tznius, was the halacha of the washroom in the battlefield. Then that would certainly apply at home. Your own washroom at home has to be done, things have to be done in a dignified manner. Which really essentially is teaching us that there is no situation in life, and there's no place in life, that is ever free from the need for the appropriate dignity. So you use the washroom, of course you do, but you do not uncover yourself unnecessarily, not too early, and the same thing when rising from the washroom. What you do is you cover yourself immediately. The Rama adds several other halachas to this. First of all, that a washroom is supposed to be a private place. You don't walk in there together with somebody else in order to use the washroom. You don't speak. Speaking in the washroom is prohibited, even when you're not actually using the washroom. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that in time of need you're allowed to speak there, but even in time of need, when you're actually using the washroom, at that point you're not supposed to speak at all. If someone asks you a question and you're there, so if you're not actually using the washroom, if necessary, you can answer him immediately. Whereas if you're actually using the washroom, then you're not to answer him. You're just not to answer him. The other thing is, he says you're supposed to close the door. It's not supposed to be an open place. A washroom is supposed to be a place that has a door. Meaning, even though the halacha of tznius is that you're supposed to behave when you're alone, the same way that you behave when there are other people around, that doesn't mean that every situation in life calls for spectators. The washroom is a place where it's dignified. The dignified way of dealing with the washroom is to see to it that it's got a door. So that was the second halacha. The first halacha, once again, was that we do not tell the angels to wait for us because we do not know that there are angels waiting there for us. And the second one is the special halacha of tznius in the washroom itself. Then we go on to Siv Gimel, which is referring to the issue of someone who knows that he's going to have difficulty using the washroom. And apparently one of the ways to stimulate one's body that people would use is they would take something and actually try to open the opening. So the halacha there was that you should not do that once you're sitting down because of people that were using black magic, they would be able to have a shlita over you. They would be able to affect you. So instead you do that before you sit down. The Mishnah Berurah mentions other ways that one can see to it that he uses the washroom when he feels that he may not be able to. One of them is walking. Walking is supposed to stimulate. And another thing he says, if you find that you're having difficulty using the washroom, think about something else. Distract yourself. And this way the body will find it easier to relieve itself. Then we go to Sif Dalad, which really takes us back to the halachas of tznius. So Sifim Beis and Dalad are referring to the halachas of tznius in the washroom. And there the Shulchan Aruch says that even when using the washroom, and you've got to uncover yourself, you do not uncover more than what is necessary. In the case of a man, a tefach behind him, two tefachim in front of him. In the case of a woman, only a tefach behind her and nothing in front of her whatsoever. The way that one would apply this to a situation where we do not wear these pieces of cloth that we just wrap around ourselves, but we dress differently, is that what you're supposed to do is uncover only what is absolutely necessary in order to effectively use the washroom and not get your clothing soiled. So that the halacha is that you do not uncover anything unnecessarily. So the halacha of tznius in Beis was that you're supposed to be a tznua in the washroom and do not uncover yourself too early. The halacha in Dalid is telling us that you do not uncover any part of yourself that does not necessarily have to be uncovered in order to use the washroom. So that is halacha Dalid. Now we get to the next group of halachas, the halachas of directions. The Gemara tells us that the Shechina is in the west. In the Beis HaMikdash, we know that the Ulam and then the Heichal, they were the western part of the entire complex, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the westernmost part of it. The Shechina is in the west, whatever that is supposed to mean, but the Shechina is towards the west, wherever you are. As a result of it, the halacha is that you're supposed to be conscious of that, and that when you're relieving yourself, you are not supposed to be facing either the west or the side that faces the west, which is the east. Now, the halacha is as follows. First of all, we are talking about a place that does not have walls, an open place. Now, what does an open place mean? An open place means a large area, even if it's got some fence around it, but you're nowhere near the walls. So if you're talking about a washroom that's got a wall, the halacha is that this halacha does not apply. Second of all, the Ramah brings down the halacha that this does not apply unless one is relieving himself, whereas if you're talking about urinating, one does not have to be careful where he is facing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are machmirim. There are those who are machmir. However, he says that considering the way our clothes work, you are not really uncovering all that much of yourself, and therefore the minhag will be like the Shulchan Aruch. So again, if you're in a place that does not have walls, then you have to make sure that you're not facing east and west. Instead, you should be facing north or south. That is the halacha of Sifhei. In Sivav, it mentions that the same thing applies with regard to a bedroom for a married couple, that the beds, according to the Shulchan Aruch, should not be between east and west, but they should be between north and south. And the Mishnah Brura mentions that the heads should be to the north. The head of the bed should be to the north, one's head. However, he brings the Ramah Mipano in the name of the Zohar, who says the opposite. The Mishnah Brura favors the Shulchan Aruch. Although there are others that disagree, the Mishnah Brura, and he brings down in the name of the Gra, if you study the Zohar correctly, you'll come to the same conclusion as the Shulchan Aruch, and that is once again that the one's head should be to the north, and the bed should be running from north to south rather than from east to west. The Shulchan Aruch says that this would apply to a married couple even when one's wife is not there. The Mishnah Brura mentions that if one is sleeping clothed and his wife isn't there, then the halacha would not apply at all. The next halacha, also the same inyan, and this is talking about somebody who finds himself in a place that it is visible to the Makom HaMikdash. Minhat Sofim Ulamala. Sofim is the place that you can see Harabais, you can see the Makom of the Mikdash. So he says there that one who is being matil mayim, he is passing water in a place that he can see the Beis HaMikdash, the halachi, he can see Harabayis from there. The halachi is that he is not supposed to be facing the Makom HaMikdash, or the opposite. What he should be facing is one of the other directions. Now, the halachi here too is that if you're talking about a place that has a mechitza, so there too, that one could be makel, that a wall is not going to help. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings something else down as well, and that is that not only does this halacha apply to the Makom HaMikdash, but this halacha will apply as well to a shul, which means that the washroom of a shul should not be facing the shul. Says the Mishnah Brura, if you have a mechitza, if you have a wall there, that's all right. But he's very careful in the way he words this. The wall must be an additional wall. Meaning, if it is simply the wall of the washroom that is facing the shul, then you should not be relieving yourself facing the shul. If the wall is a separate wall, then that's not a problem. So that, for example, within a shul itself, if what you have is a washroom that is facing the sanctuary, and that means that the stalls are actually set up in a way that when you use the washroom, you are facing the sanctuary, that is considered wrong. You would have to have an additional wall. So that, say, if there's another, if what you have is some kind of corridor, you've got a hall, and only then comes the wall to the shul, only then would it be permissible. But if you just have the wall of the washroom that is separating between the washroom and the shul, then it is not right to be facing the shul. So people have to know this halacha when they design shuls. You're always supposed to make sure that there's ample space in the washroom, and there are lots of washrooms, like the Mishnah Brura said, so that you will not find people that are davening having to use the washroom without using it. It has to be easily accessible, but at the same time, you have to make sure that you're giving the shul the proper respect. So once again, the halachas of the base of Beis HaKiseh included the halachas of, number one, that we don't tell the malachim to wait for us because we don't know that we've got malachim out there waiting for us. The halachas of Tznius were in Sif Beis. He told us not to uncover yourself too quickly. In Sif Dalet, he told us that you are not supposed to expose any part that is not necessary for exposure. In the middle, we have the halacha of someone who's finding it difficult to use the washroom. And then the last three halachas, which are dealing with being conscious of the different sides that one should be facing.